True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We went through a little bit of a stretch earlier this year where Michigan and Michigan State were ranked 1 and 2 in college hockey. Michigan State was 1, Michigan was 2. Now Michigan's 1, Wisconsin's 2, Michigan State is 3, but they're clearly 2 of the best teams in college hockey. Will we get to a point where Michigan and Michigan State are ranked 1 and 2 in basketball? Because they both are just absolutely killing people right now.
Yeah, they look, both programs look really, really good in basketball.
And ironically,
and really good in football and hockey. I mean,
ironically, there is a Big Ten team that is number one. That's Purdue. But there are going to be some absolute lights out matchups at the top of the conference this year.
It's like Purdue always hovers around number one, just disappoint.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of had some breakthrough moments for them, but they did make it to a national championship game. But
still haven't won that one. I've been waiting for Purdue to win the national championship since I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Joe Barry Carroll days, way back when they had one of the best players in college basketball and then nothing. And they still haven't won a championship.
Can you name one other player from that Purdue team that went to the Final Four with Joe Barry Carroll?
Barnes.
Like
1980.
80 Purdue basketball. You're hoping there's a Barnes, aren't you?
Yeah. Johnson.
Smith.
Capitelli.
Well, I bet there's not a Capitelli. Roosevelt Barnes.
You're welcome.
Was that a straight up guess?
It was 80% guess. It was part of me that said, is there a Barnes on the team?
There is.
You mean Derek Barnes? Is that what you're trying to say?
Was he related to Derek Barnes?
Purdue guys.
Yeah, they're both Purdue guys, yeah.
It was another Roosevelt that rolled through Purdue football. Remember Roosevelt Coleman?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I just thought about it 5 seconds ago. Yeah.
Wonder if he's related to Roosevelt Barnes.
Hey, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know, that's how. Yeah. All right, so Lions. Whew. Huge game tomorrow. Absolutely huge. We've talked about it a little bit in the first couple hours of this show. But Scott, one of the things that was amazing in retrospect, in the first game, and we touched on this briefly yesterday, but you talk about big matchups. The Lions' most potent weapon on display last Sunday was Jahmyr Gibbs, who looked unstoppable. Green Bay stopped him. He had 19 touches for 50 yards. The Lions tried to showcase him in that first game against the Packers. And they completely handled him. Now, 10 catches for 30 yards or 31 yards.
31 yards. 19 rushing on like 9 rushes.
I think it set a record for most receptions and the fewest yards. what Jahmyr Gibbs did in that game. And will Green Bay slow Jahmyr Gibbs tomorrow?
I think that's going to be what they're going to try to do. 100%, they should try to do that. It worked to perfection in the opener on the year. But I don't think they're going to have the same results that they did the first game. This is a better offensive line. They're playing as a better offensive line now than they did in week one. In fact, week one was that, let's, you know, hit yourself in the face with a bucket of ice cold water because you were horrible in the first week. Mm-hmm. They vastly improved since then. That being said, I still think Green Bay's focal point is a focus on defense is to stop Jahmyr Gibbs. So I don't think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get, he's not going to have a 264-yard day. I can't imagine that's going to happen. But will he still be able to get yards? Will he be able to contribute close to 100 yards in offense? It's possible because he can break one at any time. That's why I wouldn't bet against him. So I think he can still get some yards, but this might be maybe this is more of a David Montgomery game. And if you have both running backs on the field at the same time, it just keys their defense to look over at zero, watch out for him. Look, they threw it 10 times to him last time. They'll probably throw a bunch to him at least that would be in their mindset. And then the next thing you know, Monty's going up the middle for 5 or 6 yards.
I don't want to spend too many plays using Jahmyr Gibbs as a decoy, but
I'm not saying he has to be a decoy. I mean, but I think that's
I thought that's exactly what you just said.
No, but I think it's gonna be too much of that. I think he's gonna get his yards, and then he's, but it's not gonna be the 200 yards. I think they can split things up where Montgomery gets yards too.
Montgomery is an exceptionally good running back who, in recent weeks, it feels like he's, you know, been more of a number two, and because for a while there felt like 1 and 1A. He's certainly capable. Gibbs is so damn explosive. And Green Bay is pretty good at keeping inside and in front. They don't give up a lot of explosive plays. And Gibbs is an explosive play waiting to happen. Lions also have to break this pattern. They haven't won back-to-back games since week 4 and week 5 when they beat Cleveland and Cincinnati. It's been win-loss, 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 and now another win. Got to break this pattern for whatever reason. It's been what's been going on. At least they haven't had a losing streak. Feels like it's time. I'm usually pretty optimistic and trying to figure out how things can work out. This is such an important game. And given that Chicago plays at Philadelphia on Friday, and that's a tough game for them. And Philly, you know, Chicago's in the honeymoon stage of Ben Johnson and the honeymoon. Like, Chicago's flying close to the sun every week and winning more often than not. That is considered an applaudable trait when you're new, you're just on the stage, you're winning games, you're finding ways to win in these close battles, even though some of them have similar ugly traits to the Lions games, right? I mean, same thing. They were down 2 scores against the Giants. They came back and win. Bravo.
Yeah.
Lions do it. Expectations have changed, and people think are treating that game Sunday like it was a loss. It's, you know, it's all the context of where you are. Chicago, what they have done is impressive. The Lions don't get credit for finding ways to win the way Chicago gets credit for finding ways to win.
No, they did. They did when they went 9-8.
Yeah.
So that's where the Bears are at this point. Right? Yeah. But I also think, you know, this is a huge game of the Bears. This is a prove it game, a yardstick game. Philadelphia is no joke. And the last time they had a game like that, it was against Detroit, and they failed miserably. But it was only the week 2 of the season for them. Mm-hmm. They're playing better. They're still not this well-oiled machine. They have plays. You're like, there you go. That's how it's supposed to be. Caleb Williams is an escape artist. He's absolutely Houdini back there, getting himself out of trouble and buying himself extra time. What he hasn't done as much of after he does that is come up with the big play. The big play was simply not taking the 8-yard loss or the 10-yard loss, which is big enough, but he's going to start converting those where he gets free from that pass rush. The next thing you know, he hits one of his receivers for a 35, 45-yard gain.
I don't know if this is a factor. It's something to look out for. Green Bay scored 7 first-quarter points in their last 4 games. Seems like they've been getting off to slow starts. Can you take advantage of that and get a lead early? Because you don't want to be trailing, and you don't want to be in down in distances where the Packers' pass rush gets to pin their ears back. You want them to have to be in a position to respect the run, which is why you want to take a lead on this team early.
I think we'll see one of these games where, I should say, do you think we'll see one of these games where it's the first half, late in the first half, Lions have the ball, and it's only their third possession? Will it be one of these slow, methodical ones, or is this going to be back and forth, three and outs, or is it going to be high scoring to get a bunch of...
That's a great question. The Lions have been so bad on third down, which means it makes it harder to have long, time-consuming drives. Green Bay, though, doesn't give up explosive plays, which means they're keeping it inside and in front, and you can move the chains. So I think there's properties of both being possible. I don't know. I don't know what to expect in that regard. I don't, like, is this going to be a shootout, or is this going to be one of those games that's 20-17? And is it just when... And by the way, if I'm doing the show Friday... And
you are.
If I'm doing the show Friday and this game is reflective of a struggle, should we be talking about the struggle, or should we be talking about, hey, they just won the game? Because it's the Packers. People don't... They don't respect the Giants. Even though the Giants have done to a lot of people what they did to Detroit.
My first inclination would be compare it to the first game against the Packers and do some compare and contrasting there and see, was there improvement? Was it, why was it so, you know, slow moving or whatever? But worry about that on Friday.
Here's what we want to do. We want to get your gut feeling going into this game. We got the Twitter poll out there. Do you think the Lions win? 74.2% of Detroiters say yes at this time. 25.8% say no. Do you think the Lions win this game? Why or why not?
And got some, this is startling news. Jahmyr Gibbs has been named the NFC Player of the Week. Stunning news. There it is. That just happened, people.
You had me for a second. I got to be honest. The look on your face, you sold that very well.
219 yards rushing, 45 yards receiving, and 3 touchdowns. He is, in fact, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Congratulations, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Doug Kirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. Michigan's best shot on Saturday is if the bus breaks down in Columbus and no mechanic is working for the holiday weekend. It's from an unnamed texter. Another unnamed texter. I was reading that Underwood is not playing. The article says he wants to Christmas shop and be with his family. It was on the Onion website. This is not good for Michigan. What's the biggest game this weekend? Lions, Packers, Michigan, OSU, or Group B play of the NBA Cup? That's from Scott.
NBA Cup.
You're never going to get bored of making fun of the NBA Cup.
Such a dumb tournament. I mean, what? No. Love it.
Here's somebody that agrees with you. A key to winning tomorrow is more Montgomery on the field, and especially with the line not being as good recently. Montgomery is a better pass blocker than Gibbs.
Yeah, and having him there, it doesn't mean that Gibbs isn't on the field. Montgomery, if he's in there to block or if he's in there to run, it's still a potential win-win.
I want more Gibbs because I'm trying to win, Scott.
Here's one for you. Go with the hot hand.
Wow, was he good last week? It'd be fascinating to see how Green Bay, what happens against Green Bay this time. Because what Green Bay did in the opener was remarkable. Now, a lot of it had to do with the offensive line. It was a mess. But
did we take a call last, like, Friday? Somebody complaining about Gibbs getting the ball too much. They need to get Montgomery in there.
Yes.
260. The truth is, 6 yards and 3 touchdowns later. Shut up.
And what you just said is absolutely true. I mean, I think Gibbs gets the first crack at it, but at the end of the day, if Montgomery's hot, sure.
Yeah.
Justin.
And like I said, it doesn't mean that Gibbs isn't even on the field, because Gibbs is going to be on the field a ton, whether it's in the slot, wide out, or as the tailback.
I think if we took everybody's suggestions, the Lions would run about 120 plays a game.
Right.
Justin in Detroit. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Doug, Scott, how we doing, guys?
We're all great. Right.
Hey, so I called in because I'm first of all, a huge Lions fan, but Jahmyr Gibbs. Let me say it one more time, Jahmyr Gibbs, okay? So my thoughts on this are we just need to feed him. My reason behind it is he's in with David Montgomery long enough that he can now see the field way better than what he was even last year before that. He can now break inside in the middle. When we think about the Eagles, when we think about the Ravens, we don't say, We don't have the Ravens handing it off to Derrick Henry 30 times talking about, we need to get Justin Hill involved more. No, that is disrespectful to David Montgomery. I understand. But this is – we have the best running back in the league, arguably. Let's embrace it. We love Monty. We're emotionally attached to Monty. I am too. I'm guilty of it. But listen, I say I'm not saying we cut him loose, but he can still be productive. He's any other team's number one option. But this is – it's Jahmyr Gibbs. It's just Jahmyr Gibbs. Man, you say the same thing about Saquon and Derrick Henry. That's how I feel.
You know, Justin, David Montgomery's led him in rushing in four of their 11 games this year. He gets his turn. And if he is a hot hand, I don't go away from him unless Gibbs is hotter. And, it's a great problem to have. We have first world football problems in the backfield in that anybody that wants Montgomery to get the ball more is fine. But you always say, not at the expense of Jahmyr Gibbs, who has the ability to have the kind of game he had, over 250 yards of total offense last week.
You can't argue with people that want David Montgomery. Because at the end of the day, when we traded Jamal Williams, 3 years ago at this point?
Yeah.
They let him go because David's deal wasn't enough for him, right? So, you can't argue because when we got David Montgomery, everybody knew, at least I knew at the time, hey, we're getting a major upgrade over Jamal Williams. He can still be a number one. And I agree with you. If he's hot, man, let him pound it 20, 30 times.
Justin, thank you for the phone call.
I don't think Dave Montgomery has fallen off that much, honestly. I think the problem is the offensive line hasn't been as consistent as it was in the years past. Those games that Dave Montgomery led the team in rushing, Doug, I wonder if he was there to close out the game. Because you want the guy to get the 3-4 yards, keep grinding, working the clock. Clearly, Gibbs is the home run hitter. When you play Gibbs, there's always a chance he takes it to the house. When you play, handoff plays to Montgomery, there's a lot less of a chance he's taking it to the house. And so he needs more consistent blocking every time he's out there because he's going to get you maybe 5-6, maybe rip off that 12-15-yard rush. Gibbs can get you that 59-69-yard rush, and that's the difference, I think, with this year's offense. They need more home run hitting.
Yeah, I mean Montgomery did have a 72-yard touchdown against Baltimore. And he's got over 500 yards on the season, and he's averaging 4.4 a carry. But I understand your point.
Yeah, my point is I don't think he's been bad or anything.
No, he hasn't at all. It's just his role has shifted a little bit to help out the passing game by staying in to block, maybe more than anything else, and it's valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times we talk on the show about if Goff just had an extra beat of time, well, to get that, you need David Montgomery in there to stay in and pick up the blitzing linebacker or pick up the blitzing safety or to double team Micah Parsons or Rashawn Gary, whoever else is coming through. He's valuable. He's valuable as hell. And oh, by the way, still productive when you hand him the rock. It's not like he's 3 yards a carry. It's 4.5 yards a carry.
248-539-9797. Eric on a cell, you're next. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I got a dilemma, guys.
You what?
Dilemma.
You got a dilemma.
Okay. What is it?
A dilemma. Me and my daughter have been in the last two Thanksgiving Day parades. We started kind of a tradition. My dad passed away about 10 years ago. Since I was 14, I'm 55 now. We've never missed a Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving Lions game. My wife got me Lions tickets. What do I do?
I'm confused.
So me and my daughter, we started a tradition going to the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yes. Uh-huh.
My dad passed away about 10 years ago. My daughter's 8. She's really looking forward to going to the parade this year.
Okay.
My wife got me Lions tickets to go to the game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My dad passed away about 10 years ago. Since I was 14, I'm 55 now. We've never missed a Thanksgiving Day game.
So why would you miss the game? What's causing
what's
you to
dilemma?
Miss the game?
Yeah, you go to the game.
Go to the game. What's the problem?
I promised my daughter we can go to the parade.
Why can't you do both?
You can do both. The parade will be
parade's
over.
Before.
I got to come home and cook.
Whoa.
That's the dilemma. That's nothing dilemma. To do with all the rest of that stuff. The dilemma is you're supposed to cook and you have tickets to the game. What is your wife's expectation?
What is she
got
doing?
You the tickets.
I don't know. I'm and nobody wants to eat turkey at 6 o'clock at night. You know,
actually, it's not that bad. Yeah, I think you can
do it every year. Yeah,
Eric, I think you just have a late dinner.
Well, wait a minute. Haven't you done this every year anyway?
Say again.
You've done this every year anyway since you were 14. You said.
No. My dad passed away 2 years ago. I haven't been to a Thanksgiving Day game since then.
Oh,
I got you.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I'm sorry. And your wife got you the tickets.
Right.
So then, isn't there an expectation if she got you the tickets, she knows that you're going to be gone, that maybe it's incumbent on her to prepare the meal?
I deep fried a turkey.
Okay, well, deep frying a turkey takes, what, a couple hours or whatever? I mean, it's less than an hour of cook time. Yeah, but with all the prep and all that, I mean.
I think you got to ask somebody to step up and help at home. Especially your wife. If she got you the ticket, she has to know you're going to be at the game. So that sounds like the logical thing to me.
I was confused.
He put in a lot of details that he needed, that he didn't need, and forgot details that he needed.
Yes.
It's basically, I have tickets to the game. I'm supposed to cook.
I haven't gone in 10 years.
And so what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I cook or do I go to the game? And
your wife got you the tickets.
The wife getting you the tickets.
She's going to, she's got this is the way I would interpret that, right?
Yes. Yes. I think that's what you do. Regarding the Lions, this is regarding ticket prices staying the same. Doug, appreciate the sentiment, but as an emotional owner of this team, I understand that TV viewing or radio listening is how I take it in. I bring my family to MSU football games because that's what I can afford. Lions, we enjoy from the TV, and I'm fine with that. That's from Mike in South Lyon. Unnamed texter says, keep it close. Then in the fourth quarter, they'll pull ahead enough to take control of the game. Lions 31, Packers 20. Emotional ownership is what makes us easy marks. That's from an unnamed texter. Some of the Lions feedback that we have got so far. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your feedback coming up. Gator, it's time for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right, Gator. This is a very Thanksgiving-oriented. Are you going to eat that? And it is a gravy forward.
Oh, gravy forward.
Gravy forward. Are you ready?
I am.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is introducing a new gravy flight.
A flight of gravy.
With your extra crispy festive feast.
Mm-hmm.
Priced at $25, the family meal includes 8 ounce sides of gravy, one of each, plus 8 pieces of extra crispy fried chicken, 4 buttermilk biscuits, and 2 large sides of mashed potatoes.
Starting to drool a little bit. Sounds good.
Here are the gravy flavors that they have. They have signature brown, which sounds like regular brown gravy.
Final brown gravy, yeah.
They have white peppercorn gravy.
Okay, down with that.
And Southwest cheddar gravy.
You're throwing some cheese in there?
Yep. Gator.
I ain't mad at you.
The KFC gravy flight. Are you going to eat that?
Let's take off. I like it. Like it a lot. Yeah. All three of those. I got love for all three of those. I'm curious about the cheddar one.
You are cleared for landing, my friend.
I thought that this was a high probability that Gator would like all of these.
And they all have the role, right? Like the first one, you know, the brown gravy, that's for the mashed potatoes for sure. You get your peppercorn gravy, and I got something to be nice to dip the chicken in. I dip the chicken in all of these, by the way. And it also has a little bit of that, let's dip the roll in that gravy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of biscuits and gravy feel to it, which I love biscuits and gravy. And now the third one I'm most intrigued by because you mentioned cheddar. It probably has some heat. You say Southwest cheddar?
Yeah, I feel like this is a strong yes from Scott. Kang, would you try the gravy flight?
This would be a big problem for me, man. I mean... gravy bar, basically.
I mean,
we had the craft beer, you know, phase. Where's the gravy phase? I mean, you're talking like craft gravy.
Craft gravy. Yeah,
okay. This is the flight I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
Gator, this is fantastic.
It sounds great.
You could mashed potatoes, bread, all the stuff you mentioned. This is get it to my house, Doug.
Yeah, not gonna lie, this sounds pretty good. I think even I would trust.
Wow.
That. Wait a minute.
Wow.
Once a year. But yeah, I think I'll try this.
Doug.
KFC's onto something there.
Moment on the lips.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Heinz is launching a squeezable leftover gravy sauce in the United States. It's this first squeezable version of homemade turkey gravy for Thanksgiving leftovers. Picture a classic Heinz ketchup bottle, except instead of ketchup inside, it's gravy. Scott, the squeezable gravy ketchup style Heinz product. Would you eat that?
I mean, I'd try it for sure, but I am questioning what's going on here. Because gravy, when you make gravy like Thanksgiving gravy, the fat will separate from the gravy at some point. What happens in that bottle of leftover gravy?
Shake well.
I guess you shake really well.
Shake well before use.
Is this gravy that is because it's left over, that the fat solidifies on the top, you remove the fat, and all that's left is the bottom part of it? I'm not sure. I'm curious as hell. I would try it.
Yeah, I think it's just it's a clever name. I don't think they're actually grabbing just leftover gravy, but everyone loves leftover gravy, right, Gator?
Yeah,
so
leftover's great.
Usually gravy's in a jar when you buy it like this, pre-made. So this being in a Heinz ketchup squeeze bottle is a bit different, but I'm not going to turn it down. I got to try it.
I do not have to try this one.
Yeah,
you
do.
This one. All the things that you said, this sounds like the product should be called gravy-ish. What is this really?
I tried that too.
next up, Brad Galley tweeted this out. Available at the Lions game for Thanksgiving Day. The fourth and feast fries pack, an entire Thanksgiving meal into one dish. This is waffle fries covered with roasted turkey, cheese curds, gravy, cranberry drizzle, and crispy onions.
I ain't mad at you. That sounds delicious.
Scott, how many of these would you eat? Maybe that's the question I should ask.
No, it's just, it's Is it the individual or is it just a, it's a like a
basket?
It's
like a tray.
No, you get one of those. And would I have it tomorrow when I'm at the game? Not likely, because I don't want to ruin my appetite for after the game when I have Thanksgiving dinner. But this is something that if they served it like on a random game in December, 100% it sounds delicious.
Gator's a yes. Can you?
They need to make this permanent.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I'm a loaded fry whore.
Yeah.
So I will, you know, this just yeah. Thanksgiving.
I've
I'm
seen
loaded.
You.
Yes.
It's not pretty.
It's not.
It's not pretty.
You know
don't
what
tell
this
my
is?
Family.
This is, hey, Canada, your little poutine is cute.
right? This is what we do with poutine.
Yeah.
We make it better.
America.
I think, yeah, I'm in on this. This sounds fantastic.
God.
I am. Look, I love turkey. I mean, even I like fries.
I got to tell you, I did not see this coming where Doug is on board so far with two of the three gravy things.
You know
things.
What? His kids are home. He's loosened up a bit.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. He's a little more happy. Yeah.
There's also the word turkey's in there a lot.
Of course. We know that.
Well, yeah. The first one was chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need to get there first. Once he clears that hurdle, then he's now he's more free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next up, from Trader Joe's, they have a Thanksgiving stuffing seasoned popcorn. Thanksgiving stuffing seasoned popcorn. This is savory and herbal. There's a hint of sage. The thyme comes through clearly. It gives off the stuffing vibe. Gator, would you eat the Trader Joe's Thanksgiving stuffing popcorn?
I'd eat the hell out of that. It sounds
I'd
to me.
I'd eat it AF.
I would so eat that. It sounds like, you ever get the oyster crackers and you add the different seasonings to it, you shake them up and whatever, yeah, maybe add some butters with adheres to it and all that.
I actually never have done that. But, okay.
But they're delicious, right? This is the same thing. It's popcorn. Popcorn is the vehicle for the Thanksgiving flavors. It sounds awesome. I would absolutely try this. It's like trying any kind of potato chip. You're likely to, and this is absolutely a combination I'm about.
Yeah, popcorn's just like kind of like the potato chip, like you said. You can almost flavor it with anything.
Yeah.
And you got to give it a try. And me and you love Thanksgiving Day spread. So this is just part of that spread. What if it was stovetop stuffing seasoning, Gator? I've lost them.
You just gave away $1 million idea. Stovetop and like smart
stovetop
food
popcorn
collab.
Oh man. That's you just
I'm gonna tell you
just blew my mind.
I'm actually out on this. And the reason
you love
is
popcorn,
I do love popcorn, but I love popcorn so much I don't want to mess around with any kind of sage flavored popcorn. So I'm
but it's not sweet.
I don't care. I like regular popcorn. I like cheese popcorn.
You like
I don't
stuffing?
I do like stuffing, but it doesn't sound like two tastes I'd love together. So I would prefer regular popcorn. Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
It sounds like we need to get some of this from Trader Joe's and bring it in, because I think you would end up liking it.
Finally, also from Trader Joe's.
Unless you're chicken.
A vanilla bean whipped sweet potato dish.
Yeah.
Vanilla bean whipped sweet potatoes. These are sweet potatoes. The vanilla is abundant. There's a crumbly pecan topping, and it's heavy on the nutmeg. Gator, the vanilla bean whipped sweet potatoes. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I will. I'd love it. The thing is, I understand some people just don't like sweet potatoes, and that's fine. More for me. And I understand. And I'm not going to shame you people. That's fine. You like what you like.
You people.
But people like what they like. And I understand some people don't like the sweet potatoes. Some people don't like it when they dress it up with the marshmallows and all that thing. I love it. I've always loved the sweet potatoes. And if you're going to just find different ways to make them better, I like the way that I do them. But if you're going to throw some vanilla bean paste in there and it's
crumbling on top.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I'd love it.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of starch, carbs. I like the sweet potato. I understand those people as well, Gator, that don't like them. That's okay. But I like sweet potatoes. Doug?
Yeah, I'd probably try this one too. It's kind of dessert though. To me, this is a dessert and I wouldn't.
Hey, sweet potatoes are kind of, they feel like it's dessert anyway. They're literally sweet.
I know. I think some people, I think more people just have them.
I just bought some yesterday, actually.
Sweet potatoes?
Bought four of them, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you. You got to put some vanilla and nutmeg and.
Probably not. Yeah. Just go with the cinnamon.
Standard,
and
regular old discount, boring sweet potatoes.
That's fine too. I love sweet. They're delicious.
There you go. And that concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I got a game this weekend where I'm getting 10.5 points. And I'm going to put a little wager down on the team getting the 10.5 on the money line. That's right.
I told you, man. He's getting loose.
Something happened.
Dude, this morning he told that story about the sock being in the middle floor.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he yelled at anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. No. I think he smiled.
When your kids leave and you find socks in the middle of your living room floor when they come home,
don't touch them.
You do smile. It is like
you got two boys.
Kids
right?
are home.
They are bad.
That is true. 248-539-9797. Jeff in Toledo. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, boys. How's it going this afternoon?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Okay, listen. I got a couple of points. One for Gator. The first thing I want to say is my prediction for the season is intact at the moment. I said they would go 10-7, and right now it looks like it's lining up that way, so I'm probably going to score on that one. As far as I want to make a point with Gator, he mentioned earlier this week about you can run Gibbs up the middle, and I'm absolutely agree with you on that, except when it comes down to third or fourth down short yardage, he's the worst running back to run up the gut. For that 1 or 2 yards, that's not the back you use. It's got to be Montgomery. As far as the football game for tomorrow, I'm picking the Lions if the defense plays the way they played against the Eagles.
No, don't do that. Are you picking them or not?
I'm saying they'll win.
No, don't say if. I don't want to hear any of this. If are they yes or no?
Right, okay.
You got to put them out there, Jeff. You can't just come up with. You know, little qualifiers.
Let's go.
Here.
Step up.
If they score more points than the opposition, they'll win.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb because this will help my 10-7 record that I figured they could come up with. They're going to win this game against the Packers, but they've still got a couple more losses
Well, according to you, they'll have three more of them. So you think they will lose three of the games against the Cowboys, the Rams, the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Bears?
They're going to lose against the Bears, against the Rams, and the Cowboys. Those are the other three.
So this is one of the closer games in terms of point spreads they'll have the rest of the way. But you think they're going to lose it? Or you think they're going to win it?
They'll win tomorrow, but they'll lose it with the other three games.
Okay.
That is seven. That's what I picked. And it looks, and the play right into my hands.
If you win tomorrow, how many people do you think would agree with you that they're only going to win two games the rest of the way?
I would say a lot of them are going to say, they're looking at the schedule the way I am. The Cowboys are on the rise. The Rams are basically unbeatable. And let's face it, we're going to go to Chicago and get our asses kicked.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
Because Chicago is a better team right now than the Lions are.
Chicago's winning like the same way the Lions are.
Except when they faced each other head to head.
Yeah, they did play once before. Let me look it up. 52-21.
In Chicago, they're not going to win.
Right.
They won't win in Chicago.
Not only are they not going to win.
Jeff's on record.
Are they not going to win, they're going to, quote, get their asses kicked,
and he's on record, 10-7. That's really what he's most proud of. 10-7.
That was my prediction. You should have those predictions already listed because I put that in there when you guys were taking the predictions.
Oh, we have it.
We got them all. They're locked away in a drawer that gets broken out after the seasons. And we will look.
After the season, and you're going to say Jeff from Toledo was freaking right again.
Yeah.
Again?
What do you mean, is he not right, Doug?
What do you mean again? What else were you right about?
I've been right all the time I call you guys.
All the time.
You just can't ever admit it.
No, I don't remember any of it.
Of course you don't.
That was unnecessary. No, you're just not relevant. What was that? That was just mean.
That's true. Do you remember that guy?
10-7. How do you forget that guy?
Jeff, yeah, he's Toledo. The 10-7 guy.
He's the 10-7 guy.
You don't remember 10-7
guy? Come on. He was one of the 25 guys that called up and said 10-7.
Actually, I might remember him now because of the lecture.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look. Man has conviction. You got to appreciate his conviction and belief in self.
Yeah.
No shortage of belief in self there. Right?
Right. No, he's confident. He's got confidence, yeah. And I think for him, he's please don't run Jahmyr Gibbs between the tackles if it's third and short or fourth and short, is what he's saying. And I don't think the Lions do that all that often.
Probably not.
But if they were to, they can still get it done with Jahmyr Gibbs between the tackles because he gets yards between the tackles.
Well, he's been known to, for sure. But that was your chump of the weekend, right?
Yeah, the people that say he can't run between the tackles. Shut up.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. It is Carson Anderson. More feedback coming in regarding the Lions. This is about the tickets. The cost is still a factor for the families, for sure. Start times are also an issue. That's true in college, too. I'd love season tickets at Michigan State, but I'm not taking my three kids to three games a year that have me back home in Metro Detroit at 2 a.m. Next one. Yeah, I had season tickets with my boys. We were going, and then once they got to, say, high school and college, I quit the season tickets. They just got too expensive for me with kids in college, and it's funny because now they both have season tickets, and they take me. That's awesome.
The tough part for us when we had them growing up was that, because my dad had them as a business reason.
Yep.
Is when he took clients and then we couldn't go to the game. But we get pissed. And look, the Lions weren't on Monday Night Football all that often, but you're damn right. I remember the Monday Night games that we couldn't go to against the Jets and against the Bears when Eric Kipple had his 300-yard game and they beat the Bears on Monday night.
Do you remember what client was there?
No.
Who pulled rank over Scott Anderson?
I don't know. Probably something from Diversey back in the day. Mm-hmm. You.
Mm-hmm.
Stop me from watching Wesley Welker and the New York Jets against the Lions.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Scott on a cell. Hi, Scott.
Walker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I had a question for you. I've been waiting for a Super Bowl with the Lions for 45 years. just like a lot of us. And so in your opinion, what needs to happen to the Lions for them to make it to the Super Bowl? Like, what's that like one or two things?
What a great question. To see them, seriously, Scott, I love this. I want to see Tate Ratledge continue to get better, and I want to see either Mahogany or Frazier take over. I want to see either Christian Mahogany come back from injury and be refreshed and ready to go for a stretch run, or I want to see Miles Frazier take over and be basically what Mahogany was a year ago. You look like you either don't agree with this or you don't think either is possible.
No, I thought that was interesting. I wasn't sure if Mahogany can come back healthy in time, but he might. For me, it starts with the first thing, they have to be healthy. And that means health to their key players. They need to get Kirby Joseph back. Brian Branch has to stay healthy. At least one of those defensive backs, please stay healthy. Hutch, Aleem McNeil, obviously. They can't suffer any more attrition on the offensive line. And it'd be great if they could get LaPorta back, but it sure doesn't sound like LaPorta is coming back either. I think they need some luck when it comes to the health, not only the Lions being healthy, but perhaps other teams not being healthy. But
running into the same fate the Lions did last year.
But piggybacking off of what you say, it's the offensive line has got to play as a cohesive unit and be as good as they can be, which hopefully is good enough and better than average. And I think they need to get there. But these guys are banged up every week. I mean, that report, injury report, lists Ratledge and Glasgow on there. Taylor Decker's on there. I mean, it's a scary thing to look at. But maybe they get guys back. Maybe Frazier is going to contribute this year. We'll see.
248-539-9797. Greg in Detroit. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Love you guys always. If there was a Super Bowl for sports journalists, you guys would be in it for sure.
You got about 30 seconds, Greg. Yeah. Go.
Great. What do you think? Do you see like a slight disconnect between Tesla and Jared Goff?
No. I think Tesla is just coming along. It's hard to make it to break in.
Yeah, I think he's down on the totem pole when it comes to progressions. When you go to the first option, second option, third option, and
he's moving up the totem pole.
Yeah, but he's not the first or second option.
And rookies, man, they have a steep learning curve. You never know with a guy like that; he could take off. We'll get the latest on the Lions from the Birchie Kid, who will join us coming up next hour, right out of the gate here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.